The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we're talking Syria, cyber attacks, and Sean Hannity. Plus, tax day, fake ringtones, Boston Marathon, and Kendrick Lamar. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, April 17th. This episode is brought to you by Day in the Life Podcast, where you can learn what the day-to-day life is really like for people in all different careers. Curious what it's like to work at BuzzFeed? There's an episode for that. The host also talks with a former NFL coach, productivity expert, a former U.S. Air captain, and more. So check out dayinthelifepodcast.com and look for a career you've always been curious about. That's dayinthelifepodcast.com or search Day in the Life wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, you ready for the news? Let's do this. President Trump is saying, actually, maybe not, about the plan to put more economic sanctions on Russia. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, had said Sunday the sanctions would happen. But the Washington Post reports President Trump is pulling back on that one, saying it's still under consideration, that it might only be a plan if Russia does something else. Remember, these possible sanctions and the joint airstrikes over the weekend are in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria last week. Western leaders believe the Syrian and Russian governments were behind it. Both countries say it wasn't them. By the way, a watchdog group that went to investigate what happened told USA Today Syrian and Russian officials stopped them from getting to the site of the attack. The U.S. and U.K. are coming together to warn people about Russia's plan for cyber attacks. They say Russia is already going after computer routers in homes, offices, and government agencies around the world. Reuters reports the U.S. and U.K. say they've been tracking these efforts for months, but that eventually Russia could try to use it for a more serious cyber attack. Russia's embassy called it unfounded and reckless for the countries to say that. A third and secret client of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was just revealed. It's Fox News host Sean Hannity. The Hill reports it came out in a court hearing yesterday. So some say Hannity should have been more upfront about that when he criticized the FBI's investigation into Cohen on his Fox News show. He talked about it quite a bit, and some are saying that's a conflict of interest. This is the same lawyer who admitted to paying an adult film star, Stormy Daniels, hush money not to talk about an alleged affair with President Trump. The FBI raided that lawyer's hotel and office recently. Hannity has responded, though. He said on air he only asked for some minor advice of this lawyer, mostly about real estate, and then he never got an invoice. Today is tax day, the deadline to file your 2017 federal tax return, unless you filed an extension. CNBC reports more than 11.6 million requests have come in for extensions, and that pushes out the deadline to October 15th. But the report reminds you that even if you've given yourself that extra time, you still need to pay any taxes already owed. And whether you're stressed out about that or not, this may help. There are some deals and freebies at some businesses, everything from restaurants and bars to hotels. Forbes has a list out now. I'll link to it in today's show notes. All right, other things people may be talking about today. Starbucks CEO is saying sorry, and that the employee who called police on two black men in a Philadelphia Starbucks doesn't work there anymore. The Washington Post reports at least six police officers escorted the two black men out of the store in handcuffs when some witnesses say those men didn't do anything wrong. The store manager apparently asked the men to leave when they tried to use the bathroom but hadn't bought anything. The manager then called police when the men said they were waiting for a friend and wouldn't leave. People have viewed the video on Twitter more than 10 million times. It shows police arresting the men and others questioning why. The DA did not charge them, though, so they were let go. If a call didn't connect from a rural area, T-Mobile apparently put in a fake ringtone to make you think the call went through and no one answered. That's at least what the FCC is accusing T-Mobile of doing, CNET reports the Federal Communications Commission just fined the company $40 million for it in a settlement. The company says the fake ringtone issue was corrected last year and that it was an unintentional oversight. Netflix just keeps growing. Its subscriber numbers are going up even more than expected. CNBC reports Netflix had more than 7.4 million international new subscribers and that it set a new record of 50% growth from a year ago. Remember, Netflix is investing big time in original content. We're talking up to $8 billion just this year. Also of note, Susan Rice just joined the board of directors for Netflix. She's the former national security advisor and U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Desiree Linden is now the first American woman to win the Boston Marathon in more than three decades. The last time it was 1985. And it was her first ever major marathon win as well. Although CBS Sports reports she was only 2 seconds behind the winner back in 2011. This time she ran it in 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 53 seconds. The men's winner is from Japan, and all the winners had to deal with not so great conditions. It was a rainy day in Boston yesterday. Also of note, it's been 5 years now since the Boston Marathon bombing. The city held a moment of silence on Sunday afternoon. Kendrick Lamar just became the first rapper to ever get a Pulitzer Prize for music. It's one of the most prestigious arts awards in the U.S. In fact, Reuters reports it's the first time ever someone outside of jazz or classical won. Other Pulitzer winners include the New York Times for public service, based on the investigations that helped start the Me Too movement. And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening. And please be sure to go to thenewsworthy.com/survey. Your chance to win an Amazon gift card for filling it out will end with the month of April. So thank you so much for those who have taken the 30 seconds to fill out that survey. And if you want to read more about any of the news talked about in today's episode, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com. From there, click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.